We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Tobin and Leroy.
Leroy Horde was one of the baddest men.
Nah, dude, they call me the kangaroo. Yeah.
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better ask about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Still silly sauce with the show in. Till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes cold takes like a snowman. No proof, I'ma lie about a molding. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. What is in store? Like under the seat of the driver's side floor. It's Gucci's galore, so many more. From six in the Mars, never more. Man, if I'm honest, the damage is done. Silly sauce on unlimited funds. Join us on Twitch for unlimited fun. JFig and Marcos, you with it or what?
Toby Tobin, give two sh who Tobin is.
Thanks, Low Dog!
He's back.
Marcos.
Yes.
We have a new way to spell Goosies.
And how's that?
That's with the U, dude! Woo! That's with the U! Going to the Final Four, Jack!
Let's go!
They didn't want it like this in the ACC. We need Miami to represent the conference so well, and they paid for a team, and no!
Yeah!
Enough of that nonsense. You bow. You bow, Duke. You bow, North Carolina.
Yeah.
You get on your hands and knees, every single one of you rat bastards, and you kiss Coach Jim Larrañaga's feet for holding up the honor of the conference.
Yeah.
And then you say, legend, you've now taken two teams to the Final Four. Two teams to the Final Four. Comeback City yesterday, down 13 to the Texas Longhorns. I was scared out of my mind because they could not miss.
That is so
true. Could not miss. It was so scary.
A lot of threes.
I was a lot of threes. I was like, what are we taking out? The Golden State Warriors here?
And it was like, oh, they got nine threes.
This car, he didn't miss.
Jesus. By the way, you know, a sneaky great move there by Norchad Omir taking him out.
Yeah, solid. I mean, that move.
I was like, you never root for injury.
Mm-hmm.
But I was kind of like, for a second, whew. Kind of slowed that guy down. Let's be real about it.
That move.
That guy was like, Norchad Omir's just like, listen, I know this guy's on a run right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And now all of a sudden he's got to go to the bike and loosen up, and he can't make shots no more.
Speedy recovery. Wish him well.
And that Cunningham. Oh, his face. You know what you did.
You know what you did, dude.
Getting in there, undercutting. He tried to get revenge on baby food.
Yeah, that was what more than a box out, dude.
Wooga Poplar doing the Shane Battier, bouncing it right off your ass for the dunk. One of my favorite plays in basketball.
That was good.
By far.
That was good. I actually heard Joe Zagacki call that. So I didn't see it. I heard Zagacki call
it. Do we have the call of that? I would love to hear the call of that. Because when I saw
it,
I was like, I think business is about to pick up. When you bounce it off somebody's cheeks and then you take it in for a slam, it was in top 10 today. I thought it should have been number one. They claimed that there were nine other plays better than that. I didn't see any of them. None of them compared to bounce pass off the back for your own dunk. It's one of the best plays in basketball all the time. And what a time to be alive right now in South Florida. We're not only talking about Goosey's galore, spelled with a U, but we're talking about Hootie's galore, dude. Because FAU has themselves, the Owls have themselves in the Final Four as well. And you're talking about a possible national championship showdown with everybody else so furious at South Florida. This is not a sport we typically care about very much, men's college basketball.
Yeah.
But you want to know something right now?
Please.
Nobody rides a bandwagon like us, dude.
Let's go!
Nobody does events like this city. And I'm telling you right now, dude, we got it all going on for us. The old Schnellenberger showdown.
That's right.
You know, FAU versus Miami in the championship game. It doesn't get any more goosey than that, dude. It's Gennady Golovkin. It's goosies on goosies on goosies.
Yes.
I was having so much fun yesterday. Thank God that Texas stopped hitting threes. I was so scared of them.
Yes, and thank God for this Wooga Poplar IQ play.
Morgan will inbound this time to the left of the Miami basket. He faced the floor. He looks. He bounces it off of Allen and puts it up and in. He bounced it off the back of Allen and then retrieved it and jammed it home. What a play by Poplar. 11 for Wuga. Miami needs some defense right now. 12:23 to go.
Man.
Wow.
I love that play.
Yeah.
I love that play.
So good.
Yep. That play. And then Jordan Miller. Come on, dude.
Oh, my God.
This dude.
Perfect. Jordan Perfect.
Perfect.
Miller. Amazing.
They call me El Pasión.
Yes.
They call him El Perfecto.
Well, I don't.
No, that's what they say.
Okay.
That's
no, you know what? Say, he dude. Earned it.
That is what they say, dude.
Yes.
That is what they say. And he could not miss. I mean, he was. I got to be honest with you. Like, they should have given him the ball more. Maybe it would have been easier. But yeah, he was killing it. 7 for 7, 13 for 13 from the free throw line.
Yeah.
Couldn't miss. And I love when Jim Larranaga goes up. He sidles on up to Tracy Wolfe. He goes, how good is this guy? Huh?
So great.
So good, man. That's got to be what that has to be like for those guys to go back to campus at Miami, at FAU, have to feel like kings.
Yep.
Kings, after shining on that national stage, two great stories, the FAU Owls, nobody thought that this was possible, incredible season that they've had, and then Miami had to go through a damn gauntlet, all right? You had to go and take out Drake, all right? Then you have to go take out all these Royals in Indiana,
yep.
Number one team seed in Houston, which they lit their ass up like a Christmas tree, dude, from downtown. They didn't know what hit them.
True.
What, I mean, Nigel Pack was just shooting from way downtown. Oh. And the Cougars, I mean, they got taken out like it was a Saturday night at Blue Martini in Boca.
Wow. Jeez.
Incredible.
You're
dude.
Right, though. You're right.
Incredible.
Let's go.
Man. So it's good to be back, everybody. It is good to be back. I very much enjoyed the vacation. Leroy, he is off. He is enjoying the long weekend. He will be back tomorrow. We'll be reunited. So we got that all coming. But we're going to be celebrating today, man. This is one of those one of my favorite shows to do, which is Our city should be partying right now. We have an incredible, incredible story owning the weekend with Coach L. What was it? 16 years to the day? I think it was 16 years to the day.
To the day.
To the day that he took George Mason to the Final Four.
Yeah.
And now he finally gets the Canes there after, I mean, this guy.
Yep.
People were asking for this guy's job down here. Wow. Ingrates. Idiots.
Yep.
We're calling for this guy's job. When he had clouds hanging over. You want to know something?
Yeah.
This Jim Larranaga never mentioned not a peep about the clouds. You know? This Al Golden, when he was the Hurricanes head coach.
Oh, my God.
I mean, he might as well have worked for the Weather Channel. That's how much he talked about the cloud.
Was that the window play?
All the time, dude. All the time he was bringing it up. But this Coach L, he got down to business.
Yep.
You know, he got the right guys in here. He got those right guys for the transfer portal. Oh, man, his people. They're going to be so – you already had this Boeheim belly aching.
Ugh.
They bought a team. NIL, they go, boo-hoo. You know, it's – yeah, two programs, both in the Elite Eight. Shout out to the Lady Canes, by the way, losing to LSU and that show pony coach that they have.
Oh, my God.
She is a lot.
Did you see the LSU player drawing a ring on her finger?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Get out of here.
I didn't like it. But still a great run, dude. Yes. Still a great run for the Elite Eight for the Lady Canes.
Absolutely.
But you have all these people bellyache. Even had the NCAA. We're going to come out and sanction you because of a dinner.
Yeah.
Get out of here. You know, if it was any of these elite programs, if it was any of the who's who, if it was any of the royal programs, not a peep. You know, you got AT&T commercials. They're actually joking about Kentucky and how little people care about college at their program. But not a peep about the Wildcats. But when it's Miami, you're going to hear a lot of bellyaching this week from the purists. And you want to know something? We're going to sit back and we're going to laugh at them. Laugh at them, dude, because of this ride. Riding the wave right now. It's absolutely fantastic. So we got lots of celebrating to do. If you guys want to call in, 305- 567 0560. Birds are out, dude. Ibis and owls all flocking about right now. You want to get on here? You want to strut your goosies? You can do that. We're streaming live on YouTube. You can get be part of the chat. Miami 560 WQAM on YouTube and Twitch. The number's 305-567-056 if you want to call, if you want to text, you want to hoot, you want to goose, whatever the hell you want to do. You want to holler, you want to celebrate your Canes going to the Final Four, you want to celebrate your Owls going to the Final Four. It's all here for us, baby. We're back with more of this.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 WQAM. Leroy Horde is off today. He'll be back tomorrow. We'll be all together again. It'll be fantastic. So appreciate everybody tuning in. We are streaming live on YouTube. Miami 560 WQAM is the channel there. You guys can get us on Twitch as well. Same channel, same handle. Miami 560 WQAM is where you guys can catch us. Want to let you guys know, all right? Music fans. Three Doors Down is coming to Meisner Park in Boca in September.
Whoa.
And we've got your chance to win tickets. All you have to do is go to the contest page at WQAM and enter, and you could be going to see Three Doors Down. It's a Live Nation show. Those tickets courtesy of Live Nation. For more great concerts, go to livenation.com.
Okay. Which one's that one? Let me Google.
Yeah, it's one of their songs, dude. Everybody knows that one.
Superman. Oh, wait, no, Kryptonite. Wait, what? Which one's the song? Is that the right one?
Exactly. You got it. You nailed it, dude.
That's the one.
Let's go out to the phone lines. You guys want to celebrate a little bit. The Canes are in the Final Four and are very exciting. I mean, come on, dude. We got, and by the way, taking on UConn, you know, the hell out of here. Huskies.
Get out of here, dude.
Bums. Already 5.5-point favorites, I looked last night. Good. Keep doubting, dude.
Easy.
Keep doubting.
Easy.
I love it. I love it. Who do they got? They still got Jim Calhoun?
I don't know. Mecca Okafor or something. I'm not even sure who was over there.
Last time, I remember, was Shabazz Napier.
Oh, LeBron God. Oh, God. You know what? Payback just for that.
Payback just for that, dude. This is for Shabazz Napier.
Yeah,
all right,
man.
Let's go out. Handsome Daffy. What's going on, Handsome Daffy? What do you got, dude?
What's going on, man? Well, I think that you're going to smoke UConn, for sure.
Yeah!
I think FAU going to win theirs, and it's going to be a tri-county championship.
Pretty awesome. I mean, what a story that would be from everybody. And I already hear all the bellyache and Handsome Daffy. You know, people are, this is the worst Final Four ever. Boo freaking who? I mean, why? Because you guys are missing out on taking on the Cougars? They're lost. Enough of that whining that's going on, everybody. You're going to hear a lot of it. You're going to hear a lot of it from all these people out here who want to take credit away and want to be haters and bastards. That's fine. That's fine. But
Can you imagine it, though? I mean, that means that I've been alive to see the Hurricanes football team win it, the baseball team win it, and now the basketball team win it. That's great. A trifecta.
That's a trifecta, Handsome Daffy. A trifecta. Beautiful. Thanks for calling us, man.
There you go. You know, I really wish I
Was in my normal seat. Makes yeah, sense. Hold on. Can you bring up the callers?
Well, yes, I got you.
Who we got next?
We got Chapo on
Chapo!
Line two.
Wow. What's going on, Chapo?
Hootie hoo. What's going on, Toby?
That's an owl.
That's a cool call, though.
Hey,
wow.
Listen. It's all about the U, though, at the end of the day. I got to show love to FAU, but, you know, it's all about the U. Hey, listen, Tobes, I got some inside sources about the Heat next year. All right.
Whoa!
I'm hearing some things. Hmm? Watch when the Celtics fail in the Eastern Conference Finals this year. Jaylen Brown to the Heat.
Whoa!
Let's go.
Wow, we're harpooning it too, dude.
Trust Chapo.
Wow, Chapo. He's basically like Shams.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know?
That's a Chapo bomb.
You got Shams bombs and a Chapo bomb.
Nice.
All right, appreciate it, Chapo. 305-567-0560. 056 if you want to call in and celebrate today. We're taking your calls. We're getting to your comments here. It's exciting.
Can I just say one thing real quick?
By the way, can I just say one thing real quick?
Yeah.
But first you say one thing.
No. We fixed the callers. Remember the callers we used to have?
Oh, dude.
We have fixed them.
The first time, we took calls like the first week of this show when we moved to QAM.
Yeah.
It was like talking to aliens.
It was so bad.
And listen, they've all left us because they've all said,
for sure,
we hate these guys. This is ridiculous. You know. But listen, they were like from another planet compared to what we had over at 790. It was weird.
Yeah.
But who cares?
All better now.
I mean, right now, we're just swaggering. What do you think, Coach? Coach L, I saw that they got in at like 4 a.m. yesterday. Ooh. You think he's still sleeping, or you think he just keeps staying up the entire time and he's just celebrating?
I think he went to Ultra.
Wow.
I think the bus just went straight to Ultra.
Like, it's like you have out there, who you have, Steve Aoki out there, and they're just like, ladies and gentlemen, Jim Larranaga.
That was my dubstep. Was that bad?
Boss Marvin says, Tobin, your boy Marcos is a tool. Threw you under the bus when you were on vacation.
That's true.
What happened?
How did I compare you? Oh, I said you were the Brooklyn Nets.
What?
Yeah, I said you were the Brooklyn
How
Nets.
How dare you?
Yeah, I know. And it was really good, though.
What does that mean?
Hear me out. Okay. So the Brooklyn Nets, right? They like stars.
Mm-hmm.
So your appreciation and want for stars rival that of the Brooklyn Nets. Also, I think I said you were underwhelming in one way or another.
Wow!
I threw you under the bus.
Minus one.
Yeah, you know, that's fair.
For show poniness.
Minus one.
You know, you get that call. Who the hell is calling in?
Oh, yeah.
Now? Everybody, it's like another planet, dude. 305-567-0560. What do you got, buddy? You're on the air. What's your name?
My name's Barry.
Hello, Barry.
Hey, Barry.
What's up? I just want to give a shout out to all the teams down here. Show some love for Nova.
Whoa, that's true. Right. Undefeated, never lost.
You got to give credit where credit's due, buddy.
Good call.
Undefeated national champs.
Wow. That's
pretty
and
awesome.
And women's and Lady Canes, hey, okay. Elite Eight, nothing to complain about there. FAU, my son-in-law graduated from FAU. I'm from Miami. I grew up a Canes fan. I was going to Canes football games back in the 60s. And I am just so proud, and I'm every day I am wearing a Canes shirt, and I'm so hoping that FAU and UM meet in the final. And if all those haters out there, NIL, NIL this, pal. You guys were doing it way before it became legal.
That's right, dude. Tell them, dude.
About.
That's right, dude.
All right.
F them.
You guys have a good day, and go Canes.
There you go. Barry.
Call
Barry. Boy, Barry. Jeez. All right. We got a lot of people. The phone lines are – I've never said this. The phone lines are lighting up.
They are indeed.
We'll get to some more of your calls, 305-567. Marcos will get you guys on hold there in a second. While in the meanwhile, this is pretty cool. The whole idea – Schmeathan's going, nobody cares about your backstory, pal. Move on. I do care about it, Schmeathan. Although you are right when it says, did I tear my ACL jumping on the bandwagon? You bet your ass I did. I tell you what, though, dude. This whole weekend, I was like, you know, the nerves. Even on a bandwagon, you can soup up those nerves real quick. It's not a problem at all. I was downtrodden when Texas couldn't miss yesterday. And the turnovers were killing me. Like left and right, it just felt like you were giving them the game.
There was a point,
and then when they stopped that bleep, it was over, Marcos.
Mm-hmm. Good defense, dude.
Yep.
We clamped up when we needed to.
Clamped up.
They were, like you said, they were scoring like so much. I think we're shooting like 70%.
And I gotta tell you, you could tell they were rooting against the Canes on the broadcast. Let's be honest about it. Like Nance, you know, it was so clear. They're like, oh please, we can't have Miami in the Final Four. And their fans with their gyrating and their nonsense and their swagger. They didn't want them in the Final Four. It was clear as day, dude. They didn't want them in the Final Four. Christian knows what I'm talking about. Don't you know Christian? Christian calling us here. What do you got, buddy?
Yo, what up? Tobes, Marcos.
Hello.
It's all about the U and the Hoot.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, I grew up in Boca, and I live in Kendall now, so, you know, I got to root for both.
Of course.
You got to root for both.
There's going to be a lot of houses divided here. You have a lot of FAU alum down here as well. It's a very cool story. It's wild. to see this. It was one of these things where if they end up in the championship game,
wow,
that's nuts.
Yeah,
this is bananas to think that this could happen.
Where Dan Day brought up a good point. Last week, Dan Day covering.
Who's not like the Brooklyn Nets?
He's not like the Brooklyn Nets. I think I called him the Supersonic.
Oh.
Okay, and I got a question. I want your opinion. Where's the parade? You know, it's the Canes versus FAU. Whoever wins, where's the parade?
Well, if the Owls win it, yeah, it starts at Mark Hochman's house.
Okay, perfect.
And if it's down here, then I guess it starts down at Coral Gables and works its way up, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, that's cool, man. I really think this would be an amazing moment. Has there ever been some sort of, like, I know Duke and North Carolina are close, right? They're like, one's in Greensboro, I think. I don't know. They both may be in Greensboro. I don't know.
I don't think they're either in Greensboro.
None of them?
One's in Chapel Hill and one's in Durham.
Durham?
Yeah.
Screw them.
I think Wake Forest is in Greensboro.
Well, look, it doesn't matter. Those are all irrelevant ACC teams, dude.
Exactly.
We're carrying the ACC.
Dude, carrying the ACC. This, look, it hasn't been great sledded in football, admittedly. You know, yeah, I thought this was going to go a lot smoother when the Canes moved over to the ACC.
Football.
You want to talk about carrying their ass when it comes to basketball.
Yep.
I mean, they should be on their hands and knees smooching Coach L's ring.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get a ring for the Final Four? It is interesting. The Final Four is very much like you don't win the championship, but it feels like you win a championship, doesn't it?
Yeah, we won.
Everybody gets a trophy.
Ooh.
You know, you get to cut down the net.
Nice.
I got the Goosies watching them cut down the net. When I saw Joe Zagacki cutting down the net, I was like, whoo!
Wow.
That's pretty cool. What do you do with that net piece? Do you keep that in your wallet? Like, do you crystallize it and put it on your desk? Like, what does one do? I mean, I know obviously if you have the whole net, I think the coach gets the whole net.
Yeah, for sure.
Or maybe it goes in a trophy case. I'm not really sure what one does with the entire net. And then I don't know which net gets a priority, Final Four net or does the championship net get a precedent? I don't know.
Cutting
I would say,
nets.
You know, maybe you pass that net on. But either way.
Yeah.
And that's a really cool Sam. The whole thing about it is just great. You know, I was watching yesterday with Mrs. Toast. She goes, I think I like college more than the NBA.
Wow.
Which is why a lot of people do. Now, I don't. I personally like the NBA product more.
Yeah.
But the whole passion of it and the what the how hard the kids are playing and they're diving on the floor, it's impossible not to love this time of year.
Yeah.
It really is. Like this, and now that you got like the local tie into it, it just takes it to that next level even more. That's what's so fun about this whole thing. But improbable stories, dude. You know, they're sitting here and look, I think we sat here all year and we said the Canes kind of getting disrespected. And by the way, you know, they get bounced from that ACC tournament early only because Norchad Omir got hurt.
True.
And they were so ready to say, Duke is here. Duke is taking over.
That's true.
Duke's going to go on their run. You know, they got to get not a true tournament loss. Okay, so you're not real ACC tournament champions, Duke. And you come into this whole regular season, they were lighting teams up. And a couple disappointing losses, like Florida State at the end of the year there. But for the most part, you were like, this team's one of the creams of the conference. And then you get to this tournament, no softies, dude. All right, other than, I mean, I guess Drake, which, you know, kind of got off to a rocky start.
Well, we weren't favored there either, though. It wasn't like Drake, like, for some reason, there was noise before the game. Oh, Drake can possibly
We didn't know if Omir, like, that was a big question if Omir was going to play and all that. But once he's out, I mean, dude, that guy is so strong. He is so strong.
He really is.
He rips rebounds.
Yep.
You know,
we need that too.
I think, can the Heat get him on a 10-day after
is
this?
That possible?
Like, is that possible? Can they get Norchad? Because they really don't have a backup center right now.
God, it's
Spo's rats off a ship on Big Yurt.
Really?
So I'm just wondering if that's possible. Can we circumvent for playoff rules? I feel like that should be a thing after he went. You know, of course, you know, he's got, you know, business to take care of.
Yeah.
But the whole team, man, it was a great effort from, I think, a lot of the guys. Because, like, Isaiah Wong got off to a really slow start in that game.
Yeah, he did.
They didn't. Did they? I don't think they hit a three in the second half of that game yesterday.
I think I heard like one finally, and it was like, oh, they're 2 for 5. And then like Texas was like,
they were lighting it up. Texas, I was like, oh my god, I didn't even believe it was like. I thought it should be like a 30-point game the way it was going, the way Texas was shooting.
The Canes were playing good. The problem is they were trading 2 for 3. That's
2 for 3, and then turning the ball over like
that was
crazy,
dude.
They locked that up, Longhorns didn't know what to do, dude.
Yep.
Didn't know what to do. It was like deer in headlights. Yep. Beautiful thing. All right, speaking of the Heat. didn't exactly uphold the honor of South Florida basketball this weekend.
Oof.
We'll get to them coming up next. 15 minutes of heat.
15 minutes of heat.
Bam, bam. 15 minutes of heat for your ass right here on 560 WQAM. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. Miami 560 WQAM is the channel there. To all those joining us on the chat, welcome. Leroy Horde is off today. He will be back tomorrow. It is good to be back on a Monday here after a nice vacation last week. I mean, I am still sweating daiquiris. I had so many on Cocoa Beach. I mean, just first of all, I didn't know that you could just like a lot of the bars down here. I don't know. I think South Beach are probably still allowed, but I don't even know. Can you walk out of Wet Willie's with your daiquiri? Man, you could walk around like Vegas with a daiquiri flume in Cocoa Beach, and it's wow. I mean, they are delicious. And floaters galore, dude. That's what you could do. So it is great to be back with everybody here and celebrating the Canes to start off today's show. They upheld the honor as this is a basketball town with the Canes getting to the Final Four, with FAU getting to the Final Four, both heading to Houston. And now you're like, oh, this weekend could be perfect, because it was supposed to be. I got to tell you, I was really disappointed with Saturday night and the Heat's effort in that second half, which could only be described as piss poor.
Yeah.
Because you have this beautiful night.
Yep.
UD night.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to practice the day before. It was boots on the ground. And I'm chopping it up with Spo and Bam out of bio about UD. I come in goosed up, dude. I'm thinking this is going to be a great night of honor with UD weekend, right? You got him there. That unveiling. Did you see the Section 305 that they put together?
Wow, that was so nice.
Wow.
And I mean, appreciate that it's up there. You know, it's not the rich people or whatever. It's like UD, someone who's probably just a real passionate fan, scrapping and starting from the bottom. It was a beautiful section.
It was a beautiful section. They have all these murals up there.
Oh, yeah.
They gave everybody there a jersey for UD night.
What the hell?
Not a t-shirt.
That? Yeah.
Everybody in that section got a UD jersey. I mean, yeah. They just did everything top notch.
That was so great.
But you want to know something?
Yeah.
You can only make the horses go so far. Because yep. In that second half,
oof.
The horse went out on the track.
Yeah.
Took a big poop.
He did.
It was the turdiest of turd quarters I have ever seen. And I've seen some turds in my day.
Yep.
But that third quarter that the Heat put up against the Brooklyn Nets, wow. That was. And here's the thing that makes it even more frustrating, because been a lot of candidates for worst loss of the season this year. Pistons losses, all those Hornets losses. You know, the Spurs. There's been some frustrating ones. I would say my the most angry old Tobes has been at a loss this year. Magic in overtime was the most furious I was, because Jimmy Butler, he carried the team. I was furious at that loss.
Yeah, that's fair.
And then this one, I just found to be the most disgraceful, because, and you may say, oh, aren't they the same? No.
Nah.
They're not the same thing. I was just like this, and you shouldn't be surprised. I know. I'm not going to sit here and say I should be surprised, even though I do feel like the Heat, I feel like they've been playing better.
Yeah, I thought they turned the corner.
I feel like they've been playing better, even though they've been 500 since the All-Star break. Samesies.
Yep.
I felt like things were going in the right direction. And you have this game against Brooklyn. You are right ahead of them in the standings. You have to win this game. And by the by, they have been stinking up the joint. I mean, they have been losing willy-nilly. They have been ready to pack it in. And so you get to the second half. All right. He were playing a little free and easy. Okay. And a lot of offense. Max Strus lighting it up like a Christmas tree in that first half. And this second half was so disgraceful, so disgusting to see what happened to them roll over like they did against the Brooklyn Nets. I was left speechless after it, Marcos. It wasn't even one of those where I was angry. It wasn't even one where I was sad. I was just like, on UD night, you all should hold your head in shame.
Yeah.
In shame. And you should all walk to that locker room. you should apologize to Udonis Haslem for what you guys did to ruin his night like that. I haven't been that deflated on like a ceremony night since the ring night after the 06 championship. It was like, hey, this is supposed to be a big night. Udonis Haslem, it's his weekend. Let's honor him. You got a team coming in. You're fighting. You're vying for a playoff spot. We can stay out of the play-in, give ourselves a little bit of wiggle room. And to put forth that effort against the Brooklyn Nets, who are ready to pack it in. They lost yesterday to the Magic, thank God. But what are you doing, boys?
Yeah.
What is this? What kind of effort is that on Udonis Haslem night?
Didn't they go up at the half, too?
No, they were kicking ass. They were kicking. I mean, like, look, they should have had a bigger lead at the half.
Yeah.
But you're like, all right, come on. What's going to happen in the second half? You think that this is going to all... Yup. Apparently so. Apparently we're going to have the worst third quarter known to man. Dade South says the Roadrunner got you again. Wile E. Coyote. I know. I fall for it every time. Every time. I think that they're back, and I think that they're here. They throw one of these up there. I don't know why.
This isn't your fault, though. I'll give you credit on this one. They looked like they were playing better.
It looked like everything was coming together, you know? Yeah. It was the offense was playing. Now, I know, like, people were like, well, the defense hasn't really been quite as... All right, but...
Okay.
They felt like... It felt to me like things were kind of coming together. And to put that, I would, all right, show some back and forth, but just to die like that in the second half on Udonis Haslem night, to have that little effort, that little fight for the captain was so upsetting to see that. But why can I shouldn't be surprised. I shouldn't be, because every time you do think they have it figured out or something comes together, they just remind you, hold on, we might have something a little bit disappointing around the corner. And that is what's discouraging about it, because you got it this week, and I'm doing it again because I'm like, look at this week. Got the Raptors, just beat the Knicks, you know, on what was. And that was the only regret I had of not being here last week. I really wanted to celebrate that Knicks win on the air.
Yeah.
Because that looked like a lot of fun the next day.
Yeah.
Because I hate the Knicks, and Julius Randle got the business from Jimmy Butler. You know, making fun of him.
Let's not
forget. D-Wade was there.
Of course.
It was Goosey's on top of Goosey's. You know? But just when you think the goose giveth, the Goosey's can be taken away. And that's what happened. I had GD yesterday. Flaccid Goosey's. I came in revved up, ready to celebrate a weekend, ready to put our stamp on being out of the play-in, and that. Which, look, thank you to the Magic for taking care of business yesterday against the Nets. Very lovely of you.
Appreciate that.
That's the thing that's frustrating about it. They go out there, they get the doors blown off them by the Magic. And you allowed that to happen? That just...
Didn't they go undefeated against us all season? And like two of those games, if not all of them, were without KD?
I think they beat them once this season. Maybe I'm wrong.
Gross, though.
But yeah, I know what you're saying.
It's a gross
And Mikal Bridges looks like the greatest basketball player on earth against
Brooklyn
us.
Brooklyn Bridges is back.
Every time that they're like, I don't know about the... it sucks we trade KD. But then the Brooklyn Bridges gets... They were losing five in a row. They just shut down Ben Simmons for the season.
Yeah.
Like, it should have been easy pickings. And that's the problem, is the Heat went into it. And they think... The problem is, like, the Heat can't go into these games like Tobes. You can't do that. You can't be me. All right? You can't go into this mentality of, steamroll these guys. No, you got to go do it. And too many times this year, they're like, Hornets, Nets, Spurs, a Bogdanovich. Every one of these times, the same thing happens. Bit in the ass. If it's a big time matchup, they usually show up. Oh, Joel Embiid sitting tonight? Blown out by the Sixers. That's the thing that's been crazy about it. It's like, oh, big time matchup, down to the wire, a lot of fight, big time wins, Goosey's galore. But when it's like, oh, if the guard is down a second, if the Heat, here's the thing, if the Heat feel like they can jog, they'll power walk. Like that's you give them an inch, they take a mile. This team is so ready. Whenever you give them a little bit of relief to not go as hard as possible. And I don't know if that's because when the chips are down, they have to play as hard as possible. They're just like, wow, that was really hard. I don't want to do that all the time. But, man, and the defense since the All-Star break, not great. Not great. Not surprising because they brought Kevin Love in here. So the defense isn't going to be as good with Kevin Love. The shooting's been better. It's a give and take. I don't know what to make of that. You know, like there's a lot of the numbers that are out right now. Barry Jackson did a good breakdown of this with Kevin Love, Bam Adebayo, sharing the floor together. Now, Barry's a credible journalist, so I understand why people will listen to him more than me. But I told you this four games in, I told you, are we sure Kevin Love is working?
Okay.
Because I don't think, I said this from the time it happened.
All right.
Because he were getting these huge deficits. And I'm like, well, okay. I know that the record hasn't been pretty, but the Heat haven't get the snot kicked out of them like they had these first few games since having Kevin Love. And I'm telling you, my theory was the entire time, it doesn't look like it's Kevin Love's fault. He looks like he's doing his job just fine. Spreading the floor, getting his rebounds, doing the outlet pass that only he can do. I'm not simply blaming Kevin Love. A lot of these have been Heat tendencies all year. But you can tell Bam's numbers were going down a little bit. You know, the rebounding hasn't quite been out there. Therefore, he doesn't get the ball to start and handle the ball and bring it up court. So, you know, the numbers down across the board for Bam. So, I read this article from Barry Jackson. I was like, yeah, that's what I said four games in. But you know, now it's like it's probably like a 16-game sample size, something like that.
Yeah.
Since having him love. So, I understand. But the point remains, I saw this four games in. I was like, I don't think this Kevin Love thing is working out quite as smooth as we think it is. Like, we thought it was going to be the perfect fit next to Bam Adebayo. And I'm just not sure that it is. And I'm not saying Kevin Love's a bum. He's been fine. And by the way, props to him. This dude has sacrificed balls, blood, head trauma, all in the name of the Miami Heat wins.
Yeah, in 16 games. That's impressive.
I respect that from Kevin Love. Yeah. It's not like I hate watching Kevin Love play for the Heat. Now, I did hose him down when he came here. My crimes, I answered for them. You know, I said something to the effect of, is he even on the Cavaliers years ago? Those were dark ages. Those were dark times. Okay. Sure. I'm not that guy anymore. Okay. I'm not the guy that would just hose down Kevin Love willy nilly. But like, I'm reading this stuff in Barry Jackson's column. And if you guys didn't hear, here's like a little snippet of it. He writes, Kevin Love, whose lack of foot speed was an issue on Saturday, is allowing players he's guarding to shoot 56% since joining the Heat, as compared to 50% by those players shooting overall. Adebayo is permitting an unusually high 51.2 field goal percentage since the All-Star break, those same players shooting 49.3% overall. Speaking of Adebayo, his regression of play since the All-Star break has been puzzling. He's down every statistical category, including points per game, 21.6 before the All-Star break, 18.6 after. The most glaring, though, is rebounds. 10 before, 6.9 after. It's very clear that Kevin Love is, you know, snatching rebounds willy-nilly. Adebayo's reached double figures in rebounds only twice in the 15 games since the All-Star break. And on Saturday, he mustered just 7 against the Nets, who pounded the Heat on the boards. Love, shooting just 29.6% on threes. The Heat have been outscored by 5 points with Love on the court. The starting line of a Love, Butler, Adebayo, Hero, Gabe, Vince has been outscored by 12 points in 214 minutes in Love's 15 games with the team. What's more, the Heat has been outscored by 17 in the 246 minutes that Love and Adebayo played together. So, look, that's numbers. That's kind of my thing of just saying Barry actually did research. I just used my eyes. Yeah. And I was like, I don't think, because it doesn't look bad. Because the offense looks a little bit better. But it also, just for whatever reason, doesn't feel like it's working that great.
Yep.
It doesn't feel like it's working that great. It's been okay. It's been fine. But it's very noticeable the Heat aren't defending like they used to. And they get down in bigger deficits than they have all season. And now, by the bye, they don't only have no backup center for Bam. They basically are throwing Kevin Love as the backup center with Haywood Highsmith, because Spo is rats off a ship on Yurt.
Yep.
Don't know when Cody Zeller is going to be able to play with his nose.
Oh, we miss him. That's the
I
problem.
Do miss him. I do miss Cody Zeller. Never thought I'd say that, but also, yes, I miss Cody
where
Zeller.
Where the hell are you seeing him on the bench? Like, where's Oladipo? What's going on with that?
Do I see him on the bench? I don't feel like he's been off the bench. I saw him at practice on Friday.
Where? Why? Do we have any reason as to why?
Oh, as to why he's not playing?
Yeah, why is he?
I just think it's a numbers game. They're playing Kyle Lowry, and Kyle Lowry has looked good.
Yeah,
has looked good coming off the bench, and I don't really just I don't know what the role is there for Vic. I think that's just what it is. Kyle Lowry basically took his role. That's what that is.
I mean, do we love Gabe? Or do we love him so much that we think that?
Well, Gabe's the starter, though. Like
we can't just see what Lowry is. Just, I mean, we were playing with the lineup all season.
I don't know. Look, he may come back into the playoffs again. I don't write off Victor Oladipo, but it feels for right now. It's eerie how similar it is to last year, where they hit their worst run of the season.
Yep.
Then they made a rotational change, and he was out of it. And then they got to the playoffs, and they ended up having to rely on him again. But for right now, it looks like he's out of the rotation. And I think I read. I think it was, I don't remember if it was Ira or Anthony, so I apologize, but somebody had quotes from him basically saying like, nobody talked to me about it or anything like that. Like he hasn't gotten like this explanation, but I think he knows what it is. It is what it is. Spo's going to say it's high class problems. But just disappointed in Saturday night, man. I was ready for a party, party, and just somebody threw up in the punch bowl.
Man, I didn't say someone threw up in the pool. I was like, that's also
that too.
A violation.
That's just terrible.
Yeah. The punch bowl, though, that's probably worse.
Do people still do punch bowls?
I don't think so.
Nah.
Probably not.
Take a break. Back with more of this.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
In a lot of ways, Kevin Love is like a bra.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.